Blue oceans. They probably aren't what you think. Lifeway President Tom Rainer explains, next on this special edition of Inside Lifeway. Welcome to Inside Lifeway, the official news podcast of Lifeway Christian Resources. I'm your host, Brooklyn Miller. Lifeway's trustees assembled at Glorieta Conference Center September 11th and 12th for their semiannual meeting. Lifeway's president, Tom Rainer, used the opportunity to explain some challenges the organization faces and to elaborate on why he believes Lifeway is heading toward blue oceans. Chris Turner, Lifeway's media relations manager, caught up with Dr. Rainer and filed this report.
Lifeway's trustees are gathered at Lifeway Glorieta Conference Center for their semiannual meeting. It was a year ago this week that trustees announced Tom S. Rainer as president-elect to succeed Jimmy Draper. Dr. Rainer joins me to give his impression of this week's meeting and to share some of the thoughts he communicated to trustees during the president's address. Dr. Rainer, the first question I have is, how would you assess what's taken place during the trustee meeting this week?
The trustees have been extremely supportive. The entire meeting has been one of encouragement and excitement for the future of Lifeway. There's a recognition that the past years of Lifeway have been a tremendous heritage upon which we're to build, but there's also a great expectation for the future as well. There's really a sense among Lifeway, we call ourselves one of the world's largest Christian resource providers. There is really a sense that Lifeway is going to be the best Christian resource provider in the world in the years to come and in many different areas. So my assessment of it all is very positive, very supportive, and we've come away with a good sense of direction and support from the trustees.
In relation to that, you, in your address to trustees, indicated some realities you believe Lifeway is facing. What are those?
Chris, we're in a tough market right now in terms of our competition, if you will. Sometimes I don't like to use the word competition in the Christian resource world, but there is some truth to that. First of all, that which has provided us the greatest income over the years, the greatest revenue, both revenue and income, has been dated literature, and it is on a multi-year decline, and it continues to decline in unit sales. So we've either got to offset that with other products and services, or we've got to reverse that trend. Secondly, Broadman & Holman is in an industry, a trade book industry, which this past year alone has experienced a 20% decline in revenue. So they're in a tough industry. Then you've got the Christian retail industry that's so competitive, where stores are closing on a regular basis. And then to top it all off, we have the conference centers, one of which has lost money for 8 years. That's Glorieta. And then Ridgecrest has lost money for 5 consecutive years. So those are some real challenges that our 4 main revenue divisions are in these difficult situations. And so we're faced with the opportunity to do something about that beyond where we are now.
Now, you've talked about the blue oceans, both in this first 7 months of your administration and in your address to trustees. What do you mean by that? How do you feel Lifeway is moving towards blue oceans?
Chris, it's best to explain it first by talking about red oceans. I am not the originator of either one of these terms, but I have certainly picked up on them. Red oceans refers to the place where the competition, the sharks, if you will, are all fighting one another and leaving a bloody red ocean behind them. In other words, it's a place where there's the most intense competition. We don't want to abandon that area of ministry. We want to stay in the area where many people are, but a blue ocean refers to a place where there is no one else. In other words, we need to go in ministry and ministry resource opportunities where there is no one else. So we don't want to abandon our core, but at the same time, we want to ask the question, what are we doing in ministry today that no one else is doing? That's a blue ocean.
And are there some areas in which you believe Lifeway is moving in that direction?
I tell you what, I am greatly encouraged in several of our areas. At this point, for competitive reasons, I'm not going to give the specifics of it, but I will say that Church Resources Division has some very, very exciting products and ministries that are, I would call them blue ocean or near blue ocean opportunities. Also, you would think that as cut and dry as the retail industry may seem to be, our Christian Stores Division is also coming up with some new and innovative ways to do the world of retailing. And then at the same time, our conference centers, which have been really, frankly, a struggle for us in terms of making certain that we have the revenue to support them, we're beginning to see some new opportunities there, particularly Glorietta, that is transitioning from a primarily an adult event conference center to more of a student event conference center.
Now, in light of that, what challenges do you feel like lie ahead for Lifeway in the future?
Some of the challenges are those that I just mentioned, and those are the ones that the markets that we currently find ourselves located in, those that are some of the most competitive. But also, what we have to do is we have to make sure that we are ahead of the curve. We cannot be an organization that is always reacting. We must be an organization of the future that must be proactive. I think one of the greatest challenges that lies ahead is to be able, through God, to be able to see what's around the corner. And I think that we're headed in some right directions doing so.
Now, you also addressed to trustees in the meeting this week that the branding of Lifeway Christian Resources as a cutting-edge resource in helping the church and studying the church, the unchurched, the culture, and we'll discover some blue oceans. I know Lifeway Research has been a primary initiative of yours since you've started. Why do you believe Lifeway Research is important to the future of Lifeway and maybe the larger evangelical community?
Well, your last question asked where some of the challenges lie around the corner and in the future. I think one of the greatest challenges is to be able to project where the world of the church is going, where the world of the unchurched is going, and where the world of the culture is going, so that we may be able to provide Christian products and Christian resources to meet the needs of reaching an increasingly lost generation in America, a church that is becoming anemic, and understanding the culture in which we're located. All of those things tell us that we need to be projecting ahead, and one thing that research does for us is give us, according to unknown trends by most people's standards today, that can become known trends and give us a glimpse of the future. And that way, I think that Lifeway Research is going to brand us, because we are going to be the organization that people say, what does Lifeway Research say? That is going to be part of who we are and our identity, and that is an incredible opportunity.
Finally, can you believe it's been a year since the trustees brought your name before the full board as president-elect, and what's been your impression of this year?
Well, I have to go back, and here we are in September, and I came on board on October 15th, and so there was all of the trustee action that took place prior to my coming on board. That was an incredible whirlwind process, the search process, and then going through the trustee meeting. And then beginning on October 15th, actually on October 17th, on a Monday, beginning working with Dr. Draper for around 100 days, and then effective February 1 of this year, becoming the CEO. You specifically asked, can I believe that it's been a year? It seems like it's been yesterday. And then when I think of some of the things that have already taken place and how God has already begun to work in different ways, it seems like it's been a very full year as well. It gives me an indication that it's been a good year, but the best is yet to come.
Dr. Ender, thanks for joining me this afternoon on this special report for Inside Lifeway. I'm Chris Turner, reporting from Lifeway Glorietta Conference Center.
This has been a special edition of Inside Lifeway. You can find the full report on Dr. Rayner's address and a summary of the trustee business in our online newsroom at www.lifeway.com/news. Inside Lifeway is a production of Lifeway's Corporate Communications Department. For the latest Lifeway news, to subscribe to our e-newsletter, or for media contact information, visit the online newsroom at www.lifeway.com/news.